subject cut real deep by my dad. Dear Stephen Shirley, my dad has always affected my life for the bad. He was verbally abusive and was never fully there for me. He was always seeming to put women before his kids, especially me. What has cut me deep is that he has continually done it, and I don't feel comfortable talking to him anymore or visiting him at his home. It feels like I have been raped over and over again, and I have shut down. Last year, he once again let a woman who has no education come between us, and that was the stick that broke the camel's back. I don't even know why he is dating this woman. I started using drugs, and although I am not using as much, it still lingers. I went into a deep depression with much prayer to God, but I still feel very hurt. I feel like my dad robbed me of so much, and I don't know why I had to be the one without a great dad. I am a poster child for men who don't need daughters. This is how you grow up, alone, because no man loves you, not even dad. And because of that, you don't love yourself. I need help getting over this. Thanks. Wow. This is really deep, this letter. I mean, on a level where, you know, Steve and I are not psychologists. We may not be even qualified to help you as deeply as you need to go with the letter. But I will say this. You saying you feel like you've been raped over and over again, to describe it like that, so vividly like that, you must have some hurt and pain that is just so deeply embedded. It's indescribable. I mean, you don't say how old you are, so I don't know how long you've been dealing with this issue. I guess this is sincerely a case of a person desperately, desperately wanting a father's love and attention and just never, ever getting it. I mean, so much so you're depressed, you've taken drugs. So I can tell you, though, that you're still here. You are still here. So there's hope for you. You can get through this. Both Carla and I, we talk about this quite a bit, have grown up without our fathers. We did that. And so I want you to know that you're not alone in that regard. But I have to suggest you go and get some counseling to deal with this, because it's so... You're so hurt by this, and maybe, you know, your father won't change or anything, but maybe you can have some tools to better equip yourself to deal with this situation. You can change and learn how to better cope. Steve, it's a tough one.
I have a different view on this letter, slightly. First of all, Shirley, everything you said was absolutely true. Let's just say I have another way of viewing it and talking to her, I think. You got this problem with your dad. It's affected your life for the bad. He was verbally abusive and was never there for me. He seemed to put women before his kids, especially me. He's done it again, and you don't feel comfortable talking to him or visiting him at his home. Then you said, it feels like I've been raped over and over again, and I have shut down. I think this is a bad analogy. I think you're over the top with this. Unless those of us who have never been raped, I don't think we can use that as a comparison, because I just think it's such a vile crime. And, you know, to use that, for those who have been raped, I think you ought to lose that analogy. I think you're going too far with that analogy. That's a little bit too deep. Rape is such a violent and invasive act. Now, you've not had a great relationship with your father, but it seems to be one of communication. He don't know how to talk to y'all as kids, and now he don't know how to talk to y'all as adults. It seemed to me like you have a communication problem with your father, which causes this disconnect with you two. Now, he done it again. This is the stick that broke the camel's back. He dating another woman. This woman has no education. She done come between us. I don't even know why he's dating this woman. Now, listen to this. I started using drugs, and although I'm not using as much, it still lingers. I went into a deep depression with much prayer to God, but I still feel very hurt. Excuse me. What you're going to have to do is you can't keep making him responsible for your happiness. I do not know how old you are, and Shirley is correct in that. But you're not the first girl or boy who has had to grow up without a father in his life. Now, because you don't have a great dad, don't mean you can't become a great woman. I mean, I look at all the women, Shirley and Carla, for example. are very well adjusted, very successful, hardworking women, and they have children of their own who they love and take care of and do the things that their father didn't do or do as best they can. Fathers are important in a girl's life because it teaches them a lot about a man's love. If you've never had it, I can imagine that that has created some problems for you. Shirley has expressed that about herself. Had she gotten the proper attention from her father, she may have known better what real love was like from a man. Am I saying that correctly,
Shirley? Oh, absolutely. I talk about it in my book. Absolutely, Steve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that Shirley has been open about that. I think that you are not that far off if you let something go. And then you got to grab this thing by the horns, yeah, or else you're going to let it take you away. You got an opportunity to fix this. You still have your father. This is still fixable.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.